No. Going just through basic halachas of Yom Kippur. There are Chamish Inuyim. You have definitely Duraisa, definitely from which you are Chayav Karis. The other Inuyim, the major Machlokas between the Rambam and Tosas. Whether the other Inuyim are Duraisa or Drabon. According to Tosus, says Milas Asando, for instance, the Melech is allowed to wash his face on Yom Kippur Melech B'Yofir Techse Inyacha. So Tosus says, who Duraisa, what does that mean? Makes no sense. A woman who's just given birth to walk around can wear a nilas sandal. She shouldn't get chilled, catch a cold. Because it is pekoch nefesh, not pekoch nefesh. Rabbi says it's a deraisa without a chiyuv kares. How does he deal? And we'll see how he deals. with Tosas Kashas. First of all, what is Nilas Asandal? The three basic Shitas Rishonim. One Shitas Rishonim, and it all begins with the Gemara in Yavamas. Gemara in Yavamas about Chlitza says, V'choltzen na'alo me'al raglo. Take off the na'al. And the Gemara has another pasuk in Novi, Vanal Chatochash, that I will give you leather to make a nal. Where it says, a nal is from leather. Because that's the normal and way people for centuries wore shoes, or leather. But the Gemara doesn't stop saying that, which is normal. The Gemara has exerts a kosuk, Vanal Chatochash. No. So that's a no. On the other hand, is it Hanoah from a now? The Hanoah that a now normally gives, or anything that looks like a now, Surah's now. Three way machlokes is shown. On the extreme is the Balamor. Anything with the tsuras now, in that shape and form, and looks and has tsura of a now. Nothing to do with convenience, nothing with comfort, nothing. The one who is most explicit. Anyone happen to have a Mishnah Berurah here? Since people are very, I tried to find a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav. Since people apparently, everyone took them off the bookshelf, so. Let's see how the Rambam defines. What? It's also Lirchot, we have a Kippurim. Also Lino, Mino, Vesando, Afila, Barago, Achas. Mutulot says, "Bergimalu Chosayim." Mutulot says, "Sandal shel sham shel gumi rabach yod." Koch odem begin al ragov. So he has two things: something that looks a shoe, and something just you wrap around your foot to protect. Why? And the Ram gives the klal: what is mutter and what is also? Why is rubber mutter and Share koshi haoretz magiel ragel umargeshu yochef. Definition is what is hanotzmal? that you don't feel the hardness of the ground. Koshi hakarka. So when he said that's the definition. So all of these things the Gemara said amutter is because you don't have the normal hanor that you get from a shoe that protects you from feeling the ground. Koshi ha'aretz magi'a l'ragov v'magi'a shehuyoch, and you feel that you are barefoot. For instance, the shoes that I'm wearing, very exceedingly comfortable. You don't feel anything. You feel like you're walking on air. According to the Rambam, even though there's not a drop of leather there, it's awesome. Yeah, there's Ramban. Ramban says, only leather. The question is, how do we paskin on this thing? Halacha l'maase. People take for granted it's so simple. It's not leather, everything's fine. See the Shulchan Aruch. See the Gra, and see how we paskin, how various poskim address this issue. Manoch says, also lino and sandal or mino shall or. Yeah, he says, Awa shall gumi shall cast shall beg or shall charm in a mutter, fill lots of melo shall sarab. Now, umutter la amod al karam xosos. Now, it's not necessarily you have to, if, he says, if you want to stand on cushions, Gemara says, that's mutter. That's not hanos mop, no. You don't feel the ground. You're feeling a lot of soft cushions, but you don't feel the ground. But that's fine. There's no problem with that because it's only the hanoi you get from anav. Umikol moko machmet tavol of bracha. What is this? And Imogen Avram says there's no where the Rambam's coming from. Because, after all, he says, Pashtun Waris Mut, take a look in the Grah, the Machmet Tov of Grocha. He says, okay. He says, look in the Magen Avraham, there's no Shaila. Okay, so that votes compats with no Shaila. Take a look at the Grah, he goes Rishon by Rishon. Let me look how the Rishonim line up on that. He says, Shita's Rashi. No, that you cannot, he says, you cannot compare. He says, Hold Plutin Akina Bakulachum, we go to Chumra. That means the Machlokas, even Lagabe Yiba Machlitz is Machlok. So we go to Chumra in both directions, says Rashi. That a chlitzer were machmer only to use a leather, and a yom kippur were machmer that we don't only have leather, anything that protects the foot. And Vashita Satosis, he says, he goes to Vashita Satosis is also awesome. Vashita Saramban, he says, he said, a Rajman. Says it's also awesome. So he has Rashi, not in the Rambam, it's Rashi, as Tosus says the Rashi. Maybe she does the Rambam. It's different. So by the time he ends up going a very, very, very lengthy thing, he comes out with the conclusion that. Basically, Shemichoshish, Farashi, Tosus, Rashbi, Rambam, etc. That anything that has against the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch passes straight like the Rambam. But the Gra says, no, anything that has Hanos Mano, you should be Machmor. Let's see what the Mishaburin Aruch HaShulchan says. People think it's a very simple thing. Oh, it's no leather. Not, but nowadays, most people aren't even wearing leather shoes anymore. Kol Shena Shel Oren Kramano El Malbush. Yesh Machron. The Rav Machron. Machron Bishal Eitz Afin Lo Mechupo. Chayin Yesh Machron Bishal Lotzis Bemano Olsim Bovodim. Bovodim are, they used to have felt. Olsim Kramano Shalonu. Hu Mogen Al Rago. In a Magosh Kalsh. It's very soft. Like the felt you have in hats. Ofizad who had in Kaloshin Shoguma, what they used to have in Russia. They used to have big rubber boots to go through. So in the winter, when they had all the mud everywhere they had, but these are big, heavy rubber boots where you obviously didn't feel the ground. He says, according to this, wearing the Kaloshin is awesome. Hine Avshein Limchos Biad Hemikimim. I can't be Mocha. Of those who make you, because Machaber Paschas that way. Ach Reish Hashulchan Aruch Lo, Mekimim was Mekal Mokom. He says, and even says Rov Achronim agree with the Machaber, but he says Mekal Mokom. Misha Evshelo Nochon Lahach Moze, he says no. Okay, this is. So he says he's not going to be mocha, but he says anyone who's possible to be machmer should be machmer. So the Gemara is machmer completely. He says he's not going to be mocha, but l'chatchila one should. If you take a look in Yerach HaShulchan Nila Sasanta. Look. Vyesh means the Gimel Shitas. So there are three Shitas. Shitas Hatur, Shulchan Aruch, or Shogumi, Shulka, Shobegir, or Shoshar Minim, Mut. Rain come on over him, Gamachub. No. It doesn't mean it's covered with water. Without water. Abel Shitas Rashi. Manal Shalaitz also, Chenira Midiritosis. Again, and here it's a very interesting. Aruch HaShulchan B'Aruch Klal would go with Minagolu. There it's, here he begins going with Shitas by Shitas. Yuriatosis, so you're the human. Okay, it seems. Shitas and the Ramban is against it. Rashi and Tosis are explicit. No different than Rambam. We spoke a medium. Hello. Good. Haresha Hitzur Sharegel Targish Bichifusa. It says, no. Nirothiani is dieting. Therefore, he passes halacha l'maisa. Ain what says the mano shall eat b'yom kippurim kevin shekin udas Rashi Tosfos v'Rambam. No, so v'dah he said shetzleinu. So they used to have in Russia they have these boots. And it's type made from a certain type of rubber, but it's very soft and comfortable. He says it depends on one cloud. He says, can you feel the hardness of the ground, or you don't feel the hardness of the ground? If it's so soft that you do feel the hardness of the ground, so. It's all right. It's mutter. You don't feel the hardness of the ground, and you have Rashi tells them, the Rambam telling you it's usher. And he, even though there's a minig, to only or in Sakishwar, because he feels the basic shitas we've shown him is against the Ramban. So, therefore, he. He's, okay, so that is So I tell people, I can't tell people it's awesome. I often tell people, I wear certain type of slippers with a very thin rubber bottom that makes you feel like you're standing on the ground. And a person who's sensitive, the towel he's going to use for falling korim, if he stands on that, it can be very, very, very soft. Okay. Yes.
It feels the hardest of the ground means it feels like you're standing.
What?
It means you feel like you're standing on the ground?
Just read the words. He says, Koshi Hakark, you feel the hardness of the ground. Right now, if I took off my shoes and I felt the ground, it would be very hard. But I have a lot of things in between that soften the blow. The moment I have things in between that soften the blow, it's awesome. After the same hardness of the ground. Okay. Okay. And that's now. Now, the Cholin Yom Kippur. This, since I don't assume anyone here is in a massive Koch Nefesh, it's not a meeting, no Gadamaisa, is it massive confusion in people's minds about when it's mutter to Yushurim, it's not mutter to Yushurim, what is the Cholish Yesh Basakana, what's the Cholish Yesh Basakana? There's a very misunderstood psak of Reb Chaim on the topic. What is Pekuach Nefesh? Pekuach Nefesh means simply something a person's in danger. It's a halacha. Cholish yesh bo sakona. Cholish yesh bo sakona. So it's Reb Chaim. He's been dying, in a lot of Rishonim, and in the Shulchan Aruch also. That, anything you can do to improve his health is, even though the withholding of it is not dangerous, it's also included. Because the Rambam says, Haruk Shabbos, when anything you do for him, Haruk V'chol V'chol Hadvorim, just like chol. That means, now, there was a specific case. There was a man had a heart attack. He was in the hospital, in Brisk. Now, fasting. He spoke to the doctor. The doctor said, but he was in a matzav sakona. So, the doctor said, withholding food and drink will not be a sakana to him. The client turned to the doctor and asked the doctor a simple question. If he ate regularly, would that improve his health and get him in a, and give, make him stronger to be able to recover? The doctor said, yes. The client says, it was mutter for him to eat a regular meal. That is the plan. Anything, now, what it did not include, we call it Yitzuvei Daita. I had the following Shaila. I was living in the United States. I was living in California at the time. And there was a Jew who had a heart condition. And for him to stay at home in bed all Yom Kippur would be psychologically very traumatic. The other thing is to be traumatic. He never missed davening and shul on Yom Kippur. But it wouldn't be dangerous, just be deeply upsetting, although he lived a mile and a half away from a shul. However, would he, and it was going to be hot then, it was going to be hot that time, would he walk the mile and a half to shul? The Ishai was getting dehydrated, and he'd have to drink. On the other hand, he could stay home, lay in bed in an air-conditioned room, and just go straight through. And he was not in any matzav sakana. So some so-called posek paskin, al pi Reb Chaim, mutum to go to shul to drink. So I got a call from the rabbi who was handling it, who had called up this posek. I said, I'll speak to my rabbi, Shechon Levoch. Shechon Levoch says, no such heter. Reb Chaim there's a problem with Yisuvei Daita. Sometimes, if a person is in a matzav sakana, it's talking there about a woman going through childbirth, and something will disorient her and cause her deep psychological trauma, we assume that they may put her into a sakana. But the suvei daita per se, just calming a person down. For instance, a cholish yesh bo sakana. He really liked to relax by turning on a light at night and reading a good novel Friday night. Yep, but that's not to do with Ruach Nefesh. He is in a matzav sakana. Anything that improves his physical health, it's fine. But just have him relax, that's not included. Number one. Now, pochos pochos mekishir. If it's something that a person needs for himself, what was the Chaim's psak on? From Pochas Pochas Mashiach. It's a very simple psak, straightforward psak. And that is, if a person needs a cholish yesh bo sakana, then he can eat whatever food is necessary for him to improve his health. Because the chiyuv on him to improve himself, and that's Dorchim Yom Kippur, Dorchim Shabbos, etc. However, if someone is in a position where not eating will bring him to become a cholish yesh bo sakana, so then to prevent him from becoming a cholish yesh bo sakana, v'halacha pachos pachos mekashir. That was Reb Chaim's pshat. Nothing more. Now, of course, nowadays all doctors become poskim, and all poskim become doctors. It's a very confused thing. A few years ago, in the middle of Chodesh Elul, my wife had a stroke. And there was a serious question whether she was allowed to fast or not allowed to fast. She was a matzav of Chodesh Yishmael Sakhar at that time. But once she was a matzav of Chodesh Yishmael Sakhar, and she was quite weakened by the whole thing besides the pulse and the stroke. Therefore, according to Chaim's Pesach, I told she was able to eat regularly. Okay. Now, some people think, well, oh, you do shiurim? No. Doing shiurim is an issue of the rice. No, okay, it's not really osa. It's osa. Anyone who was in yeshiva 2 years ago learned shuvas, learned chatzis shir osa and ator, both shir is his derais. It's even those who disagree with Reb Chaim always say, if you are holy shir, shmo sakana. So Reb Chaim says you can eat regularly, and they say, no, you can do shiurim. That you do shiurim if you're not going to be in danger. Reb Chaim was a kula, and some, but the idea that if you're not feeling well, it's this okay, shurim, I get a headache, I can't stand it, no such thing. Koach nefesh means koach nefesh. Nowadays people are very throw around koach nefesh, what it means. No. Koach nefesh means a danger to someone's life. It's only koach nefesh. And the Chaim says, the cholish yesh bo sakana. If it's eating improves his health, and that's mutter, to prevent someone from becoming the cholish yesh bo sakana, you can do shiurim. You don't have the head of a cholish yesh bo sakana doing anything that proves himself. Mishabruah, the very big back and forth between Reb Chaim And Chol Chaim on that, Chol Chaim writes very strongly against the plan. He doesn't mention it by name, but it was a big back and forth between the two of them. He said no, that you if you even a Chol Shish Pusakone, as long as if he has shurim, they won't be in danger to him. So then you don't eat regularly. That's the only machokas in it. Extended things now. Okay, I'll do shurim. I don't feel well. I get a headache. You know. No, there's no such thing. I really don't fast well, so I'll do shurim. There's no such thing. And because it's become so common, it's okay now. There's a mitzvah, definitely. There's a mitzvah on Yom Kippur being motzed b'chol al hakodesh. Everyone agrees that it's a din d'oraisa. May erev ad erev tishpesu Shabbat. Machlokas Rishonim, does that apply outside of Yom Kippur? It definitely applies to Yom Kippur during the course. Now, from the time, what does that mean? You cannot eat until Shkia. You cannot do Malach until Shkia. You have to do Kabbal, Yom Kippur, before. Number one. Number two. You don't have this. There is very clear, very, very clear halacha. Not only you have to be mosif mechol kodesh afterwards. How much you have to be mosif, Tosafot says he doesn't know the shit. You have to mosif something. Can't be standing there with a stopwatch. Fine. Eat. Okay. Now, of course, again, it doesn't have to be said, but since people get very confused, there's a minig in a lot of places that you can't eat until you hear the shofar. Again, I remember, and if it were only a minig of non-from people, remember, in the United States, the place I davened with, towards the end of Ne'ilah, all of a sudden, you have loads of people coming into shul. They were driving, whatever they were doing, walking into shul. Why? Because whatever they're doing, Yom Kippur, they didn't eat. However, they knew one thing, they can't eat until they hear the shofar. So therefore, they came to shul to hear the shofar, not they were here for anything else. But if that were only among an order from people, superstitious people, maybe. I've seen that among a lot of from people. There's also shofar has nothing to do with eating. So the host is Michal Kodesh Gam Tsiyotu Shantinu Ma'at Achre Tseisa Kochov. Have to wait something after Tseisa Kochov. Never says anything about it. Now, Motzi Yom Kippur, Shulchan Aruch says Tokim Tashrat. Yechom Shein Litkor Rak Tiachas. Okay, in Poland that was minig, Russia was a tashrat. Okay. What is that? It's because most people say Siluk Shechina. It's a Yom of Shechina, and it's a Siluk Shechina. Some people say it's a Zecher to Tkiyah of Yovel. Tam Uvchon Kizushu, Simon says the Taz of Siluk Shechina Lomawa. She never all the Kimbis Ruach. Okay, now let's get to Sukkot. I'm just reviewing what should be common knowledge. One final thing. Avdolah Motzei Yom Kippur. You make bar mitzvah. Now here, there is, on Motzei Shabbos, we make bar mitzvah. Why do we make bar mitzvah on Motzei Shabbos? Either because we were also in lighting a fire, now we say matter of fire, because all was created by Yom Rishon. Motzei Yom Kippur, Motzei Yom Tov, we don't say Baruch Hashem, it's Motzei to light a fire, and it's not a Yom Rishon. Motzei Yom Kippur, that's also to light a fire, and light wasn't created, so it's Bar Moresh. But since it's only because it was also, it has to be on a Nesh Shabbos. This fire was also until now, and now it's Mutter. So on Motzei Shabbos, you can light a fire. Too, because fire, one of the other sites, because you have the other reason, fire was light was created in Yom Rishon. Here, it's only called Nesha, Nesha Shabbos. It had to be a fire that was lit, that went burning in entire Yom Kippur. And this is a fire that was also used until now. Now it's lit. Then we get to Sukkah and Lulav. Sukkah and Lulav. Pasuk says, Sukkah stage for Shiras Yom. What does that mean? Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. What is a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah? What is a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah? She ochel, v'shelse, v'yoshen, matayo, v'dar b'sukkah kol shiva sayom. There's a mitzvah, asei sukkos l'kva. You have to treat a sukkah as your home. What do you do in your home? What defines a home? You eat in your house, you eat and drink in your house, and you sleep in your house, and you just don't walk around, do general things in your house. Kaitzen, you have nice things, just fix it up like you fix up your house. Treat it as your house. Okay. That's one halacha. It's another halacha. It's also to do anything that's called, we call the kfiyas dira outside of the sukkah. That's why. Ocha v'shosa v'yesheni b'sukkah kol shiras, bein b'yom bein b'layla. The three things define what the ikur kfiyas person is: eating, drinking, and sleep. V'ein yeshenim chutz l'sukkah afilu shenes arai. Now, this is halacha as in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, and the Ramah says. Mashinogim lahokal achshav b'sheina. Yes. I'm in the middle of a shiur. I'll call you back. Okay. Mashinogim lahokal achshav b'sheina. Shein yishena b'sukkah rak hamadaglim ha-mitzvah. Shein yishomim mishum tzino. He's in Poland. He's in Russia. It's very cold. and it gets very cold. So the halacha mitzar is potim and atzukah. The yesh tzar lishin from komos hakar. Go to sleep or too cold. Lenient. Okay. Rambam doesn't like that. Here's another. That's only because mitzvah to sleep in sukkah, where to be in sukkah together with your wife, and women are part of from sukkah, and they're not going to sleep where it's inconvenient or uncomfortable. Difference is as follows: between the first reason and the second reason, before we get into it in a more detailed way, that according to the Ramah, there's no heter for a bocher to sleep outside of sukkah, even where it's cold. Number one. That's what he said, Kadesh v'yishto. But according to the first day, it's cold. Now, but certainly in Eretz Yisrael, in certainly Los Angeles, in the Sun Belt, no real heter for Bochum to sleep anywhere outside of sukkah. In Florida, no heter to sleep outside of sukkah. Question is, maybe it gets too hot during the day, but at night certainly. Okay. So, number one. So here, I don't know a heter b'chlal. Number one. V.M. King, he says, the Morgan of Rome says, it depends on blankets. If you have inadequate blankets, it's cold. If you have adequate blankets, it depends how cold it gets, how many blankets you have. Or if you bring a heater into there, or an air conditioner there, if it gets too hot. Can you make it into a Diras Arai if you can't? But that's only a heter for sleeping. For eating and drinking, no one ever came up with a heter for it. And obviously, there's a halacha mitzar. To define mitzar, very interesting way of doing it. Gemara talks about mitzar in terms of geshem. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue next week on mitzar.